The Fall River City Council is calling on Mayor Jaisal Correa to resign, but is not stripping him of his duties. Correa is facing a federal investigation and is accused of defrauding investors in a company he started prior to becoming mayor. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Correa denies charges that he lied to tax authorities and stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in investors' money. Some councilors wanted to temporarily remove the mayor from office, but they fell short of the required supermajority. The council instead cast a vote of no confidence in Correa. Leading the charge against the mayor is Councilor Sean Kadim. Kadim says Correa can't possibly serve the city while he focuses on his defense against a 13-count federal indictment.
We're not looking to prove his guilt or innocence. That's for him to make his determination with his attorneys, go through the process, but he should not be doing that while in the position of mayor.
Can I have the floor,
sir? Yes, you do.
Last night's council meeting was interrupted multiple times by the laughs and comments of people in the audience as the councilors squabbled over points of parliamentary order.
There's a lot of talking going on.
There is, yeah.
From the councilors.
Let's go both ways.
Councilor, continue, please.
The only councilor to vote against the no-confidence vote was Stephen Camara. He says the decision about Correa should be in the hands of the voters, and Camara wants to see the results of an effort to recall Correa.
On November 19th, I believe is the date, the recallers will come back with their full number of signatures, and should they proceed with enough signatures, then there will be a recall election. That's the way the process should work.
Correa became mayor following a recall effort that removed former Mayor Will Flanagan from office. Even as federal authorities continue to investigate him and his next court date looms, Correa is refusing to step down. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios in Fall River.